I greet you all in the most powerful name of Jesus. Once again, I want to tell you I'm very glad to be here with you. Praise God. Well, I have a leading from the Lord to share my testimony with you, how I got saved and how I left my job. Then I'll come back to the word. I'll try to limit my message and kind of my testimony within the time given to me. Praise the Lord. I was born and brought up in a Syrian Catholic family. My mother's family was Mothermite. My father's family is Syrian Catholic. He was a bank manager. I don't know why my grandfather, my mother's father, sent my mother into a Catholic family. So we grew up as Catholics. I was very God-fearing as a child, and my desire was to become a Catholic priest. So I learned Latin and Aramaic and different languages with the intention of becoming a priest. Then one day my father told me, you can go for priesthood after completing your secular education. So I was very small. I couldn't take any decision of my own. So I continued with my secular education. I took my master's degree. And I was in Trivandrum after my post-graduation. And then I stayed with a cousin there. There was a very big crusade in the city of Trivandrum conducted by an American evangelist. In that crusade, I went and saw miracles with my own eyes. I saw the blind receiving eyesight. I saw the lame walking by God's power. And I understood Christ is a living reality. But that didn't bring about any change in me. Then I went to Bangalore to continue my studies after my post-graduation. I did my journalism. I did public relations and advertising. So I had training in various fields. When I was in Bangalore, God led me to a servant of God. One of those days, I went for a walk. I met a CPM pastor. He came near me and testified to me about baptism in the Holy Spirit experience. So that was food for thought for me. I started thinking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. One of those days, the man of God whom I met told me, I'm going to pray for a demon-possessed woman. You come and see what God is going to do. I said, I'm a Catholic. I know only how to say the rosary and attend Holy Mass. I don't know anything more than that. But then he told me, you come and see God's power. This is the word of God. The word has power. I said, I have an open mind. I will come and see what is there. So the man of God went to pray for a woman who was mad for 3.5 years. Medical science could not do anything. He fasted 7 days, and after prayer, he went to pray for her. I went with the man of God to see what was happening. She was a nurse working in a hospital in Bangalore, but she could not go to work because of her insanity. The man of God went to that house. I went with the man of God to see what was happening. This woman had never seen the man of God before. Through the window, she saw him approaching. And she said, I can't stay here any longer. This man has God's fire in him. I started thinking about it. What is his fire? I'm a Catholic. Where is my fire? Why this Pentecostal man has God's fire in him? I didn't know what that fire was at that time, but today I know what that fire is. Hallelujah. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit. The man of God came in and he preached the gospel to the people. And he told people to repent and turn away from their sins. And there was an atmosphere of repentance. Then he called a woman to the front. She became violent, uncontrollable. Nobody could control her. So at this time, the man of God commanded, come and kneel down in Jesus' name. I saw the devil trembling at the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. At that time, I understood the name of Jesus above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. The man of God commanded her to come and kneel down. She came and knelt down like a lamb. Then he laid his hand on her and the spirit said, we will leave the body. But the woman started looking into the crowd. You know what she was doing? She was looking for a sinful person. The demons were looking for a body where the spirits would go. You know the story of the man who was possessed with the legion of evil spirits? They went to 2,000 swines. Remember the story in Mark chapter 5? Exactly like that I saw with my own eyes.
This woman said, we can dwell in her body. There was a very sinful girl, young girl sitting there. She pointed towards her, we can dwell in her. We can go into her body. The girl got terrified. She began to cry. When this was happening, all sinners were repenting and crying. All children of God were worshiping in the spirit. That was the time to know who was a child of God, who was not a child of God. That was the time to know who was right with God, who was not right with God. I saw the difference between heaven and hell there. Praise God. Children of God were glorifying God at this time. So there was an atmosphere of repentance. People were crying, repenting. People were in great fear. I had never seen such things in my life before. I was watching all this. Till that moment, I thought I was all right. I was very God-fearing outwardly. There are people who are very religious, you know. They attend church regularly, but they may not be right with God. See, once upon a time, a Catholic priest had a parrot, a talking parrot. Catholic priests don't marry, you know. Okay, they keep pets. So this Catholic priest had a talking parrot. He kept the parrot in a cage in front of the parsonage for some years. The parrot was with him. And the parrot knew every member of the church. So when people came into the church, they would say good morning to the parrot. The parrot would say good morning. They knew the names of some people. The parrot knew everybody in the church. So one day it was announced that the priest was going to be transferred to another church. So because he was going to a distant place, he didn't want to carry the talking parrot with him. He decided to sell it. So a bar owner came and bought the parrot. A bar owner. You know what? Who is a bar owner? A bar is a place where strong liquor is sold, you know? Where people go to drink. So the parrot was brought to the bar. It was kept in a cage in front of the bar. So the parrot used to watch the people coming into the bar and going out of the bar. Some days passed by, the parrot was so confused. He did not know where it was. And one day the parrot said, the service here is different, but the people are the same. There are so many religious people in this manner. You know, they go to church regularly. At the same time, they'll have their own way. Worship and their life, no relationship. That is religiosity. What is needed is not religiosity, but a relationship. Praise God. So I didn't have a deep relationship with God at that time. God was revealing to me that I was away from God. When there was an atmosphere of repentance there, everybody was repenting and crying. The thought that I was a sinner came into my heart. Tears began to well up in my eyes. Warm tears started rolling down my cheeks. I could hear somebody telling me from within my heart, in an audible voice, I could hear, you are a sinner. You are a sinner. Repeatedly, I could hear it. Praise God. You are a sinner. You are a sinner. When this was repeatedly echoing and re-echoing in my heart, I couldn't control myself. I wept bitterly. I repented of my sins. The Lord reminded me of every sin, even the smallest, the most insignificant which I considered, came into my memory, and I repented and confessed all my sins to the Lord. That was the moment God touched my life. A religion informs you. A religion reforms you, but Christ transforms your life. That was the moment of transformation. I surrendered my life to Christ. I decided if I live one more day upon the earth, it will be to glorify the name of the Lord. The next day I started telling people I got saved. I started witnessing to people. I told them I got saved. Jesus touched my life. And then the next 2 days I fasted and prayed. And we were in a small room near the city railway station in Bangalore. It was an evening, 5 or 6 people were there. As we were praying, the Holy Spirit came upon me in a very mighty manner. From the toe of my foot to the crown of my head, I felt the anointing power. I felt a warmth all over my body. Every cell of my body was shaken by the power of God. My tongue went beyond my control. I began to utter words that were not uttered in my life. I began to see visions. So this experience was so glorious and heavenly. I didn't want to come out of that experience. So much of power was poured upon me that I wept bitterly. I said, Lord, I can't bear this much of power. I thought my heart would break open. This experience went on for 2 hours. Praise the Lord. Even if the whole world come and tell me there is no baptism in the Holy Spirit, I can't deny what I experienced. The Bible says, you shall receive power and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all parts of the world. Once he touched me with that fire of the Holy Spirit, I became a witness for Jesus. I started witnessing on the 11th of January, 1976. This is the 32nd year of my ministry. I've been traveling. I have never been to a theological college. I have never attended any Bible school. I never attended any Sunday school. I never had the opportunity to listen to messages. He gave me the word. He put the word in my mouth. He anointed me. And he told me to go after him. Praise God. That's why I'm here today. Then I studied the word of God. I understood I had to obey God in water baptism. That's why I studied about baptism. You understand? I taught about baptism today. Understand? Nobody taught me. But I began to read the word. So that word is still in my memory. I got revealed and arrived at the truth that baptism is needed. So I obeyed God in water baptism. I came out of... So after baptism, I was playing hide and seek. I would go to charismatic meetings in Bangalore. I would go to the Catholic Church. Occasionally, I go for Pentecostal meetings also. When the Pentecostals see me, I'll tell them I'm with you. When the Catholic charismatic group tell me, I'm saying I'm with you. I didn't know where I was. But God knew where I should be. Praise God. One day, secretly, I went back to the Catholic Church again. I was standing at the back of the Catholic Church. The priest was saying the Holy Mass. I was at a church called Redemption Church in Bangalore. I was standing at the back of the church. When the Mass was going on, everybody was looking at the altar. I was standing there and watching. When I was standing there, somebody was telling me, why do you stand here? You are a saved person filled with the Holy Spirit. You witness to other people, but you are back in the tradition again. Why do you still remain here? Somebody was talking to me. I was confused. I was standing in the church. Suddenly, I can't explain in words what happened to me. As if I was struck by somebody, I just fell on the floor in the church. I lay there in the Catholic church on the ground for some time. There was no strength in my legs again. I lay there. I understood it was the hand of the Lord. I took a decision. Lord, if you strengthen me, I will never enter the Catholic church again. After a few minutes, I got strength again. I ran out of the Catholic church. I never went back again. Praise the Lord. If the Lord has need of you, he knows how to bring you out. Praise God. After my baptism, I was scared to go back home because my people are Catholics. There was not even one in my father's family who had become Pentecostal. I was the first to come. So I was scared to go back home. So without revealing what happened to me, I just went away from India. I just went to Africa for some time. I just went there. I was in Nigeria for some time. Then I had to come back to attend my sister's wedding. When I reached home, everybody turned against me. My brother, who was also a professor in Trivandrum, came to beat me. Everybody turned against me. I had no peace of mind. So I got a rented house in Tiruvalla. Stayed alone for 6 months. But the Lord was with me. He strengthened me. Because he given me the anointment and the ministry. I was happy in ministry. Traveling all the time. Ministering. Then since I was in this situation, I had to go into my job again. So I went to teaching. I was in teaching. Then I was involved in ICPF ministry. I was the general secretary for 5 years. And I was a convention speaker. When it went on like that for some years, I was conducting crusades since 85. As it went on, I thought that was the way God wanted me to serve him. So if I retire as a first grade professor, I get a fabulous pension. I can get promoted to higher levels also. Now I went to my college last month. My junior is the principal there now. Praise God. I could go to higher positions also because I was more qualified. So, but God had a different plan about me. God was telling me that I should quit my job and go into ministry. It was not easy for me to take such a decision. Leaving such a good job and going into ministry with all my education and all my background. Leaving that and taking up the Bible. Who is going to receive me? Who will take care of me? Where will I go? So I was so confused. After the Lord told me to resign my job and go into ministry, whichever way I turned, I had trouble and sorrow in my life. Prophet Jonah was asked to go to Nineveh and preach the word. He was rebellious. He got into the ship. The ship was tempestuous. In the book of Jonah, there is a word used repeatedly, prepared. God prepared a mighty wind. God prepared a mighty fish. God prepared a goat. God prepared an east wind. In the same way, God prepared many winds and mighty fishes in my life to discipline me and bring me back to the center of his will. On the one side, I became very sick. On the other side, my wife was sick and to death for 3.5 months. Medical science could not do anything. So I sat fasting and crying. The Lord told me that I should quit my job. Those days I had a strange experience. So until I reach the college, I won't have any problem. When I stand in the classroom, suddenly the Holy Spirit comes upon me. I believe in the Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit will be discerning the children. Praise God. And demoniacs will be falling in the classroom. Things were happening like this. And one day when I was standing in the classroom, the Spirit of the Lord told me, why do you still remain here? Go into my vineyards. When this was happening again, I didn't know what to do. If I leave my job, where will I go? In the Pentecostal fold, who is going to honor me? Who is going to receive me? What shall I do, my Lord? So I sat fasting and praying. I told Lord, you are calling me. I have no doubt about my calling. You gave me the ministry. You gave me the word. I am very sure of my calling, but I am asking you for 4 signs to be fulfilled so that I am doubly sure that you are calling me. Fulfill 4 signs for me. 1, when I resign my job, I don't know where to go. I don't want to go back to my house where my family is Catholic. I don't want to stay with my parents. So I wanted to arrange a house for me to stay. I don't know where I'll stay. If I leave my job and go, arrange a house for me. That is the first sign I prayed. Secondly, I prayed for the healing of my wife. Thirdly, I prayed for that time I needed some money for my immediate need. I said, Lord, give me 15,000 rupees. Fourthly, a healing in my body. So 4 things I put before the Lord. Fulfill these 4 signs for me. I will resign my job and come after you. When I was praying one evening, the Spirit of the Lord talked to me. And the Lord told me, I have arranged a house for you for which you don't have to pay any rent. One of those days, a young man came to me and told me, sir, there is a house available. You don't have to pay any rent. The first sign was fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Then I went on my knees fasting and praying. My fasting went up to 38 days without any food. And the Lord gave a vision in which I saw the Lord touching my wife and healing her. He touched her. She had a miraculous healing. Praise God. The second sign was fulfilled. What was the third sign? Simple, 15,000 rupees. So I went on praying, Lord, I need this much money if I resign. I want to do certain things. When I was praying, one of those days, a young man came to me and told me, sir, I have brought 15,000 rupees for you. Praise the Lord. Then I asked him, from where did you get the money? He told me, this is your own money. My own money? See, when I returned from Nigeria, I had given 20,000 to a person. And the man died. I lost the money. But when I was praying for 15,000, God spoke to the son of that man who died, who had taken the money from me. And he brought 15,000 to me. When I got 15,000, I thought I should have prayed for 20,000. I would have had all my money back. What a faithful God, isn't he? Praise God. Hallelujah. I know God is speaking to some hearts here. Who want to serve God, confused as to what they should do. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Then the fourth sign was a healing in my body. I told the Lord, I'm not waiting for my healing. By three signs, you proved to me that you are a faithful God. Tears began to drip from my eyes. I said, Lord, I'll take a step of faith and go into ministry. I prepared the resignation letter and I brought it to the principal. He read it and he just returned it to me. He told me, sir, you are such an experienced teacher. We don't want you to leave this institution. So I just took it home, kept it home for 1 week. One night, while I was half asleep, you know, I was just lying on my bed. I heard a thundering voice. I cannot reproduce that voice. Praise God. It is not an earthly voice. It's not a man's voice. This is what I heard. This is what I heard. I command you, leave everything, come after me. It was a thundering voice. I knew the Lord meant business. I could resist the call anymore. So I took the letter again to the principal. The principal told me, sir, you take leave for 5 years and go. The university grants you leave. So you take leave. If you have any problem after going into ministry, come and join. Then I told him, when Simon Peter was called by the Lord, he was a fisherman. When Jesus said, follow me, he was not taking leave from his fishing profession for 5 years and following the Lord. He left his boat and net and followed Jesus. If any man follows me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. He told me, I admire you for your decision. He accepted my resignation and I left everything, went into ministry. Praise God. This is how I became a full-time servant of God. Now I live in Trivandrum. I conduct my own crusades. I do the work of an evangelist. I travel all over the world wherever God sends me. God has sent me this far. Praise God. I'm glad to be here with you. I thank God for the opportunity he gave me to testify before you about how great things he did in my life. He's alive. Praise God. He's a wonder-working God. Life-changing God. Miracle-working God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Angels bow before him.
Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. For this morning's meditation, we turn to Psalm 107, verse 20. Read it in Malayalam quickly. Psalm 107, verse 20. Praise God. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. He sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their distractions. This scripture is given in the background of the history of Israel. If you look at verse 1 there, the psalmist exhorts the people of Israel, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. When the people of Israel think about the mercy of God, they have to give thanks unto the Lord. From the land of Egypt up to the land of Canaan, praise God. The way the Lord led them forth in every obstacle, every difficulty, he was Jehovah Nisi in their life. He gave them victory over every defeat, every difficult situation. So the psalmist exhorts them to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Oftentimes we get answers for prayer. We don't thank the Lord. We should have a grateful heart. Hallelujah. God wants us to have a grateful heart. Since I don't have much time, I'm not going into details. Now we look at verses 11, 12, and 13. The Bible says, because they rebelled against the words of God, and condemn the counsel of the Most High. They sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. So these people who saw the glory and the power of God, rejected the word of God, rebelled against the words of God. So the Bible says now they are in chains, they are bound with chains, they are in the shadow of death. Praise the Lord. They are in darkness, they are in the shadow of death. Why do they sit in darkness? Why are they in the shadow of death? The reason is given because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Verse 12. Therefore he brought them down with their hearts with labor. They fell down and there was nobody to help. If we reject the word of God, if God forsakes us, who will take us up? Praise the Lord. They fell down, there was nobody to help them. If God forsakes you, who will take you up? But if God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was nobody to help them in this situation. And the Bible says in verse 13, then they cried unto the Lord out from their trouble and saved them out of their distresses. The Lord will never forsake a heart that is broken. Because they cried bitterly before the Lord, he delivered them from their distractions. Verse 14. He brought them out of darkness and from the shadow of death, and he broke their bands asunder. When they made a confession unto the Lord, because they rejected the word of God, they had to come back in repentance. They had to make a confession unto the Lord. When they made a confession and cried before the Lord, he brought them out of darkness and he brought them out of the shadow of death. And the Bible says he broke their bands asunder. He broke their chains. He's a chain-breaking God. Hallelujah. He's a chain-breaking God. Every bondage he breaks and he liberates his people. Look at verse 16 days. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars in asunder. Every iron gate he opens before you. Hallelujah. He is a wonder-working God. And verses 29 and 30 says, he makes the storm a calm and the waves thereof are still. Then they were glad because they be quiet. He brought them to their desired haven. He rebuked the winds in their lives. He made the sea calm. Then they were glad. He wants his children to be glad. He's a God who fills our heart with the fullness of joy. And the Bible says, he led them forth to their desired haven. Hallelujah. He will lead you to the end. Psalm 48 verse 14 says, this God is our God. He will lead us to the end. Praise God. He led them forth to their desired haven. He rebuked the wind. He calmed the sea. He broke the chains asunder. He brought them out of darkness into this light. And I come back to verse 20 now. He sent his word. Praise the Lord. When they rejected the word, they repented and cried. When they received the word, when they were ready to receive the word, he sent his word. And he healed them. And he delivered them from every distraction. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. He came to destroy the works of the devil. In John 10 verses 10 and 11 you read, the thief comes to steal, to kill and to destroy men's lives. But I came that you may have life and life in abundance. The thief comes to steal, to kill and to destroy men's life. I don't know in which area of your life distraction is at work, where the gloom and shadow is overshadowing your life. I don't know why, where there is a chain in your life. But today my God is able to send his word into that situation. There is no situation in your life which my God cannot change. There is no sickness which he cannot heal. There is no problem that he cannot solve. Hallelujah. He is a God who sends his word and liberates his people. The word of God says he sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. Praise the Lord. He destroys every distraction. He defeats every defeat in your life. Praise the Lord. He sent his word and he healed them. Praise the Lord. What is the healing talked about here? It is not just physical healing only. It's a comprehensive healing in our life. It can be a mental healing. It can be a physical healing. It can be a healing in family life, husband-wife relationship. It can be a healing in relationships. It can be healing of some wound somewhere in your life. Praise God. A healing he wants to bring to every area. A financial healing or some kind of healing somewhere. He is a God who brings healing by sending his word. Praise God. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. Praise the Lord. 2 years ago, a young man called me from Thodubira. His name was Peter. I had conducted a crusade at a place called Vaalakulam or somewhere near Thodubira. And in that crusade, many Catholics attended my meeting. Many got delivered. From one Catholic family, one young man surrendered his life to Christ. He became a strong believer. One night, I was in Trivandrum. He was at Thodubira. He called me, "Sir, please pray for me." He was suffering from excruciating pain because of kidney stone. He had taken treatment for a long time, and in the end, the doctor said, "You need a surgery." And that night, he had severe pain, and he cried bitterly. I could hear his cry through the phone. He said, "Sir, please pray for me. I have the faith to be healed." And when he made that statement, I said, "Lord, I'm going to pray for this young man. I know my God is able to touch him." So through the phone, I stood in Trivandrum and prayed. I went to bed. I didn't know what really happened. I trusted God for a deliverance in his body. The next morning, Peter called me and he said, "Sir, a miracle took place." Then I asked him, "Tell me what really happened." He described to me, after I prayed, he went to the bathroom to urinate. While he was urinating, you know what happened? Piece by piece, the stone came out. When the prayer, when he sent his word, it broke the stone into pieces. It came out. He had a miraculous healing. Together with the healing, God gave him the gift of healing. Praise the Lord. Today is a pastor at Alapi. There is a place called Jewel Complex. That's where they hold their meeting. This young man is mightily used for healing people. He is a pastor there now. God gave him the gift of healing. What a wonderful Jesus. He sent his word and he healed him. Praise God. He sends his word and does miracles in our lives. About 5 years ago, my daughter was sick unto death. I testified to you how God blesses with children in the first meeting. Remember? My daughter, the first child, was sick unto death for 28 days. She was taken from hospital to hospital in Trivandrum, from the medical college to another hospital. Many specialist doctors examined her, treated her. They couldn't do anything. So she was left to die. 28 days she was in my house. Many times she was unconscious. I thought she is gone. I cried bitterly. I said, "Lord, we had no children. We cried to you. You bless us with a child. Please don't take her away." I cried bitterly before the Lord. So our hearts were fainting within ourselves because of this situation. But Jonah says in chapter 2, verse 7, the book of Jonah, "When my heart fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." When my heart fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My wife and I sat fasting for 7 days. We prayed 7 days together for the healing of the child. After the 7 days fasting was over, my child was lying on her bed. We were in the living room. One afternoon, that day also, she was unconscious. While we were in the living room after prayer, 7 days fasting prayer, one afternoon she ran out of her bedroom, came to the living room and asked me, "Daddy, did you call me?" I said, "No, daughter, I did not call you." Then I asked her, "What really happened?" She said, "There was a dazzling light in the room. She heard a voice calling her by name. Her pet name is Angel. And she heard that somebody calling her, 'Angel, Angel.' Then she heard a voice, 'I have healed you.'" Hallelujah. From that very moment, she had a miraculous healing.
Even today, she's perfectly all right. She's studying in class 11. What a wonderful God. He sends his word even today. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. Praise the Lord. I don't know which area of your life distraction is at work. Maybe the devil is working against your progress in your life. The peace in your family. The education of your children. Your job. Your profession. Your business. Your spiritual life. Your prayer life. Your ministry. Whichever area the devil is working today. The word of God is telling you, he sends his word. Hallelujah. Receive the word today from the Lord. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. Please read Psalm 147 verse 15 quickly. What is special about the word of God? Psalm 147 verse 15. Praise God. He sends his word from heaven unto the earth. His word goes forth swiftly for action. When he sends his word, it goes forth swiftly, speedily for action. It won't return void without producing fruit. When Jonah was in the belly of the fish in Jonah chapter 2, the last scripture says, the Lord commanded the fish. Hallelujah. The Lord commanded the fish to vomit out Jonah. And the fish vomit out Jonah on dry ground. When the Lord's word came, the fish could not hold him anymore. What will be the fish that is holding you today? Hallelujah. What will be the situation that is holding you today? The Lord is sending his word from heaven. He is sending his command to let you go. He won't hold you anymore. God is telling that fish that is holding you, don't hold my child anymore. Let my child go. Let my child go. Praise the Lord. He sent his word. And the word went forth swiftly for action. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. What is special about this word? Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. Read it. Yeah. Read it in Malayalam. Praise the Lord. The king's word is full of power. Who will stand and ask him, why doest thou this? We don't serve a king. Praise God. We don't serve the King of Kings. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All power in heaven and earth belong to him. He is sending his word this morning. The fish can't hold you anymore. Hallelujah. What is special about this word? Look at Luke chapter 8, verse 4. Luke 8, verse 4. I'm going to conclude right now. Luke 8, verse 34. Verse 4. Verse 4. Luke 8, 4. Why so? I'm sorry. Luke 4, 32. 432. So the word of God says his word was with authority. Look at verse 36 there. His word has power and authority. Praise the Lord. He sends his word with power. Nobody can stand before his word. His word has power and authority. It goes forth and produces fruit. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. In Matthew chapter 8, we read about the centurion who cried to the Lord. My servant lies at home sick of the palsy. The Lord said, I will come and heal him. The centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Speak one word only. My servant will be healed.
In Luke chapter 7, it is written the Jewish leaders went to the Lord, recommended his case unto the Lord, saying, Lord, this man built a synagogue for us. He is worthy to receive this blessing. Then the man here says, I'm not worthy. When everybody says he is worthy, he says, I'm not worthy. He says, Lord, I'm not worthy to come unto you, neither do I consider myself worthy to come unto you. Praise the Lord. Speak one word only, my servant will be healed. What is special about his word? His word goes forth swiftly. His word has power and authority. Nobody can stand before his word. No situation, no mountain, no sickness. Hallelujah. Nothing can stand before his word. That God is here today. That word is here today. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8 it is written, God sent his word into Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. Hallelujah. That word is Jesus who made flesh and dwelt among us. He is the word. Hallelujah. His word has power even today. Even today he is sending his word. Shall we all stand up in the presence of God? Praise the Lord. Everybody stand on your feet. He sent his word. And he healed them. And he delivered them from their distractions. As the centurion cried to the Lord, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Neither do I consider myself worthy to come unto you. Speak one word only. My servant will be healed. His word goes forth swiftly. His word has power and authority. He is not just a king, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All power in heaven and earth belong to him. His presence is here today. What will be the distraction at work? What will be the bondage? What will be the chain? What will be the fist that is holding you at the word of the Lord? Nothing can stand. Praise God. Everybody talk to the Lord. Just as the centurion cried unto the Lord, Lord, speak one word only. One word. My situation will change. I will get a job. My status will change. I will be blessed. I'll have peace in my home. My child will never be the same again. I will receive the power of the Spirit of God. My ministry will change. My prayer life will change. I will get a healing physically, mentally, in every area of my life. Lord, I need healing today. He sent his word. And he healed them. Receive that comprehensive healing today from the Lord. As your children are crying unto you, my Lord, I intercede on behalf of your people. As I receive a word like the centurion crying, Lord, speak one word only. One word only, Lord. One word only. I will be delivered. I'll be freed. The chain will be broken. The door will be opened. I will be healed. The power of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of God is touching lives here. Cry out to the Lord this morning. Let his word reach you with power and authority. All power in heaven and earth belong to him today. Cry out to him. He is sending his word. Receive your blessing this morning. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch your children this morning. Touch every area of their life. The power of God is touching lives right now. The Spirit of the Lord is moving here. The right hand. If there is somebody here with pain on the right hand shoulder. Put your hand up. I want to pray for you. Right hand shoulder. From your neck downwards, right side. God bless you. Come forward. The Spirit of God is discerning you. Come here. God is going to touch you. Everybody go on praying. The Spirit of God is moving here. The Spirit of God is moving here. God is touching people here. The power of the Lord is coming down. Glory, 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 glory. Everybody cry unto the Lord. Let there be a comprehensive healing in your life. He is sending his word, young child. Young people, God is touching you this morning. He is giving an emotional healing today. In the name of Jesus, receive it today from the Lord. The power of the Lord is in action right now. touching every area of your life. Skin diseases, people with skin diseases, come forward. Come forward, bring your children with the same problem. Bring them here. The Spirit of God is moving. What God reveals to me, I'm telling you now. God is touching you. God is touching you. He is sending His word. It's a wonderful morning. Jesus is here. His power is coming down. He's touching people here. Asthmatic people, come forward. Asthmatic people. The Spirit of God is moving here. God is touching you. Hallelujah. God's power is coming down. He is sending His word.